Hey, this is your biz calling for customer service. How may I help?
Yeah, I got a charge on my credit card, and it was for this number. They gave me this number to call to find out what the charge is for. It's $59.89.
All right, let me start off by getting the zip code to that account.
What do you need?
Your zip code.
Oh, 44307.
I'm sorry, I still went on the account to pull up. All right, now, what's the zip again?
44307.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what's your first and last name?
Virginia Sappington.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so let me see. And you said you're calling in today to cancel the account?
I'm trying to find out what I was being charged with for.
They charge you full price for the product rather than just shipping and handling along.
Full price for what product?
It seems as if you want some type of mixer.
A KitchenAid mixer?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and they're charging me full price instead of just shipping and handling.
Yeah.
Why?
I wish I could tell you, ma'am.
Well, you're the company that's charging me.
I'm sorry, we handle... you know, transaction, you know, canceling the accounts, refunding it, telling you about the product, you know, but as far as why it's set up to take your money the way it is, I don't know anything about it.
Well, I don't want it. If it's going to charge me $60, I don't want it.
All right.
I was told it was only going to be $2.
So you should be seeing... you should be seeing that money come back to your account in the next 3 to 5 days, man. 3 to 5 business days, I'm sorry. And I do have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready for it.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in car.
Uh-huh.
920.
920.
497.
497-969.
969.
Okay, C920-497-969.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else for you today?
No, I couldn't figure out what I was getting charged $60 for.
Yeah. All right. With that being said, ma'am, I do thank you for calling the customer support. Have a good rest of your day.
All right. Thank you.